A foreshortened U.S. Supreme Court is back in session today, and while the Senate keeps nominee Merrick Garland awaiting a nomination hearing to replace the late Justice Antonin Scalia, the 8 sitting justices will nevertheless reconvene to hear a new docket of cases. Free speech, trademarks, questions of racial and ethnic bias, and the use of intellectual disability in criminal prosecutions are all being brought forth as issues this term. Amy Howe is a reporter at SCOTUS Blog. According to Amy, the court is functioning as best it can in light of the vacant seat.
They are back at work. They have a nearly full docket of cases, not quite as many as they may have had at this time last year. Last year at this time, they added 13 new cases to their docket, but this year they only added 8. There was a very interesting case about the trademarks for a group called the Slants and whether or not the Patent and Trade Office can refuse to trademark names Mark says thinks are disparaging, and this is something that will have an effect on the Washington Redskins. But most of them are not otherwise the kind of high-profile case that's going to have us sitting at our computers at the end of June hitting refresh while we wait for the Supreme Court to issue decisions.
And the question of race and gender and abortion, these perennial issues before the court, are they expected to be a part of this term?
On October 14th, the Supreme Court will meet for a private conference. And one of the cases at that conference that they'll be asking the justices to hear will be a case called Gloucester County School Board versus GG. And this is the case of a transgender student in Virginia who identifies as a boy and wants to be able to use the boy's bathroom. The lower courts ruled in his favor. And the school board went to the Supreme Court over the summer and asked it to step in on an emergency basis and block the lower court's requirement that GG be allowed to use the boys' bathroom, at least until the Supreme Court could weigh in. And in a little bit of a surprise, you know, when you go to the Supreme Court on an emergency basis, you need 5 votes. You only need 4 votes to grant review. And in a little bit of a surprise, Justice Stephen Breyer, whom we think of as one of the court's more liberal justices, joined the court's 4 more conservative justices in granting the school board's application to block the lower court's decision temporarily. He said he was doing it as a courtesy. So now the case is back, and the school board is asking the Supreme Court to weigh in on the merits. So we could know something in mid-October about whether or not the Supreme Court's going to take that case on.
What are the constraints on the 8 justices, missing a 9th justice that would affect the current cases? For instance, the Samsung versus Apple case is a big case. We don't necessarily want to get into the details of it, but is that something that would be delayed by the 8 justices and waiting for a confirmation hearing?
Well, it's hard to know, in any particular case. One thing that we have noticed, and we don't know exactly what the explanation is, but the Supreme Court granted a couple of cases in January of this year before Justice Scalia passed away. One of them is perhaps one of the most interesting cases this year. It involves religious liberty. It's the case of a church that applied for a grant from the state of Missouri to resurface its playground. And the state said, no, we're not going to give you that grant because our state constitution prohibits giving aid to religious institutions. The church says that's a violation of its right to freely exercise its religion. That was that case. There's an interesting case involving property rights. There's another case involving class actions, which have been a hot topic at the Supreme Court lately. They were all granted review in mid-January and have not yet actually even been scheduled for oral arguments yet, which is a little bit unusual, a little bit of a departure from the way that the Supreme Court normally operates. And so there's no way to know for sure, but I think it's at least a possibility that the Supreme Court recognizes, the 8 justices recognize that those might be cases that they might have trouble getting 5 votes to resolve, and perhaps they're purposely waiting to see if they might get a 9th justice. But, many of the Supreme Court's cases, when they had 9 justices, were decided by a vote of 9-0, 8-1, 7-2. So sort of the bread and butter of the court's docket will go on. But it's the cases on which the court is most closely divided that many of us are most interested in. And so, you know, the court is certainly issuing, certainly will be able to issue plenty of decisions. But the question is whether they'll be able to issue decisions in some of these high-profile cases.
Finally, the question of the Clean Air Act and the powers of the EPA to regulate power plants is in the D.C. Circuit. Is that likely to come up and get before the Supreme Court before the end of the term?
It'll depend a lot on the timing. The D.C. Circuit did just hear oral arguments on it at the end of September. And so it's a question really of how long it takes the D.C. Circuit to issue its decision, the hard deadline for granting review in cases and then hearing oral arguments in the same term is sort of early to mid-January. So it's not clear whether or not that can be on a sufficiently fast track to make it to the Supreme Court this term. And then there's the separate question of, you know, even if it does make it this term, will the court have nine justices if it were to hear oral arguments at the end of April? I think, you know, by the end of April, there certainly would be a good chance that the court might have nine justices, but there's no way to know for sure.
Amy, thanks so much for being with us.
Always great to talk to you. Thanks for inviting me.
Amy Howe is a reporter for that National Treasure, the SCOTUS blog.